Well, that was very nice to hear from Big Ben, but we would like to hear the news. We'll bring it to you just as soon as we can.
Within the BBC, we all call from our own correspondent, just Fook.
And I'll correspondent. Saturday mornings at 11:30 on BBC Radio 4.
This is BBC Radio 4, where I'm afraid we're having some technical problems which are preventing us from continuing with our scheduled programme as smoothly as we'd wish. Many apologies for the disruption to your listening, but rest assured we're doing our best to restore normal service as soon as possible.
Hello and welcome to Loose Ends.
A bit of this.
With a particularly happy, talented, entertaining and...
Dave Anderson presents Loose Ends every Saturday evening at 6:15. This is Radio 4, where, as you may have gathered, we're still suffering some technical problems and can't bring you our scheduled programme at the moment. In the meantime, let me remind you of what you can find on the BBC Radio 4 website. The address is bbc.co.uk/radio4, where you'll discover a wide range of features to help you enjoy our output. You can listen to all Radio 4 programmes from the past 7 days. Many are permanently archived, so you can listen and explore years' worth of programmes, such as Desert Island Discs, In Our Time, The Food Programme, Book Club, Women's Hour, Today and many more. Well, now, I'm glad to say that we can return to the 6 o'clock news with Susan Ray. Well, we are having a few problems here. We obviously can't return to the 6 o'clock news at the moment. I'll do my best to see what's happening. Pictures and biographies. And finally, for the very latest highlights on our station, why not sign up for the weekly Radio 4 newsletter? Those are just some of the many things you can find by going to bbc.co.uk/radio4. And while our website remains in good health, I'm afraid we're still having problems bringing you our scheduled programmes at the moment. Please bear with us. We are working as fast as possible to solve the problem.
We can't always listen to the radio when we'd like, so that means we're bound to miss some great Radio 4 programmes. But so you can listen whenever and wherever you like. Find out more on the BBC Radio 4 website.
We're still having a few technical difficulties. Please do stay with us. We're trying to sort it out just as soon as we can.
The Mints. M-I-N-T. Mexico, Indonesia, Nigeria and Turkey.
Are these the new economic powerhouse? Mornings at 9.
And over the course of a week, the economist Jim O'Neill visits Mexico, Indonesia, Nigeria and Turkey to shine a light on life in these countries as they teeter on the cusp of potential economic greatness.
The Mint.
Sugar. We all know too much is bad for us, but is one type worse than all the others? In fructose, the bittersweet sugar. The bittersweet sugar on Wednesday at 9 p.m.
This is BBC Radio 4. As you can hear, we're having quite a few problems at the moment bringing you the 6 o'clock news. Until then, another trail.
It's Africa's largest city, the commercial hub of Nigeria. From London and Lagos, the Today programme on Monday morning at 6, here on BBC Radio 4.
In addition to this, across the week, Women's Hour and Front Row will feature reports from these four countries, while on Monday morning, the Today programme comes from Lagos, where Evan Davis will be looking at Nigeria's economic development. That's on Monday morning from 6. On digital radio, online, on FM and on longwave, this is BBC Radio 4. When it comes to castaways, few are better equipped to survive on a desert island than my guest this week.
First of all, you should stop. One might come looking for you. There's a good chance that you should build some signals ready in case somebody comes.
This is BBC Radio 4. We're still having a few problems here. We're getting back to the news very shortly. I really do hope so. Let's have a try now. This is BBC Radio 4, and now hopefully we can go to the 6 o'clock news with Susan Ray.
Good evening. The Iraqi government has lost control of Fallujah, a major city west of Baghdad, after days of fighting and more than 100 deaths. The city is in Anbar, the only Iraqi province dominated by Sunnis.